Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Y'all tell the people them, no? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'Em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Well, glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah. Welcome, everyone, to God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio, Thursday night edition, hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you for your very presence here today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your word says that if two or more gather together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. Thank you for meeting us here time after time after time and every time. Thank you for that, Lord God. We don't take it lightly. And we bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for just reaching into each and every one of our households and just touching us, giving us an up-close and personal touch by your Spirit, Lord. And whatever is wrong, we thank you for making it right. Whatever is right, we thank you for taking it, setting it apart, and dedicating it for your use and for your glory. We love you, Lord. You're altogether lovely. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just his presence just went whoof. And I was like, okay, hallelujah. Love it. Love you, Lord. Love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are here again, and we're just looking at God do whatever he wants to do, and we're glad about it. Amen. There was a song once where the guy said, I think Bishop Paul Martin, he said, Lord, whatever you do, don't do it without me. Hallelujah. And that's how we feel. God is doing something, and we don't want him to do it without us. We want to be a part of whatever he's doing. Hallelujah. So if you were here with us last month, in the month of February, you knew that we had Reverend Bill and Reverend Kim Osborne here with us, and they're from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So we had an awesome time last month. Every Thursday last month, we went from glory to glory, and from faith to faith, and from glory to glory. We just had a great time. And so come the end of last month, it was like, they can't leave now. Lock the doors. Don't let them go. No, I didn't say that, but it's kind of like that, you know. But I really felt in my spirit that they have an assignment that has not quite finished. So they're back. Hallelujah. And one of the things that really stood out to me was that Reverend Bill Osborne wrote a book, and the book is called Becoming Unstoppable. So we have to hear about the book, and then they have to stay, you know, whatever God's going to do next month, whether Reverend Kim's going to do something special or however it's going to work, not next month. I'm not asking. I don't think I'm asking you to say another month. I'm trying to say next week.
There you go.
But hey, you know what? Whatever God says, I mean, I'll be led by the Lord if he's for me to ask you to say another month, and you'll be led by the Lord if he says something different or if he says the same. Amen. So that's how I've been trained, you know. Everybody,
right.
You follow the leading of the Lord. If it doesn't look like it's the same direction I'm going in, well, hey, that's what I heard. I said it. So, amen. But I haven't heard anything about next month yet, okay? So, anyway, what we're going to do tonight, both of them are here, Reverend Bill and Reverend Kim. And from what I understand about this book, Becoming Unstoppable, is that Reverend Kim was very involved in this book. So I really didn't pray for them as I went into prayer. So I say, Lord, in Jesus' name, we lift up Reverend Kim and Reverend Bill to you right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for even strengthening them with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit. Everything that they've had to do today, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for all the virtue that has come through them. Replace it without limits, measures, or bounds. We thank you that you refresh them, renew them, and restore them by your Spirit. And we just make a demand on your anointing with regards to the book, Lord God, Becoming Unstoppable, that everything that you would have for us to hear on this night, that it comes forth through them and blesses us. And as we bless you, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So without further ado, once again, I want to introduce to some and present to all Reverend Bill and Reverend Kim Osborne. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yay! We're so excited to be with you guys again. This has just been a pleasure and fun to even pray over people and things like that. I know something because we do stuff for prophetic and evangelism and healing and that kind of thing. And we know that we can teach principles, but it's not taught, it's caught. And I believe that God's getting ready to release some stuff even tonight as we're just talking and enjoying being together, that God is going to awaken some of the gifts that he's already deposited and even pour out more gifts upon everyone who's listening and bring us up to the next place. I'm just excited.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as I've said to you before, you talk prophetically. So, amen. So I know that this book, I mean, even as I went through the books, as I read through the book, there were things that God had said to me that were confirmed in the book. And it just really blessed me. And what I noticed about the book is that Becoming Unstoppable, very easy read, you know. And I say maybe it's an easy read if you know the Lord, you know the Word of God. Easy, and it's an exciting read, you know, that you want to read it. And the other thing I noticed about it is that you wrote it like you talk. And so it was almost like being in conversation with you, like, yeah, and listening. I mean, it's like I can almost hear your voice as I was reading through the book. And, you know, you say something like, oh, yeah, it's like that, not. So it's just a really nice free feeling, like a conversation, which makes it very easy and delightful and confirming read as you read through the book. So let's unless you want to start somewhere else, I just wondered how the Lord gave you the book. How did this start?
Well, when he gave me the book, I was kind of like, I had heard somebody say, oh, it took him this long to write a book, and God downloaded the book to me and the verse and kind of showed me what he wanted to do with it in about 15 minutes. Now,
nice.
Getting it to print took forever, but it's part of a trilogy, and I'm working on the prophetic one right now, and we're going to have a signs and wonders one, but it's about God's kingdom being revealed.
Yes.
And God, because church is not the kingdom of God. It's part of the kingdom of God, but it's not the kingdom of God. And
Amen. And
sometimes we think church is all that it is, but it's not. And God wants us to line up with his kingdom. And so this was actually going to be about evangelism. I kind of got a heart that we were going to do something about evangelism. And as God had given me the download, but as we start writing and I'm sure there's many preachers out there, you go, okay, I know what this sermon's going to be. And once you get finished, it's totally different. And
right.
Because God, he guides our footsteps. And so he moved it from being an evangelistic to just becoming unstoppable, because when we're unstoppable, that is evangelism. You know, we don't have to tell people about Jesus, because we're supposed to be the example of the kingdom of God in this dark world. And so that was the neat thing about, I tell you what happened today, which was kind of cool, is I do tent making, so I work so that I can eat, and then we do preaching and stuff like that, but one of the places that I'm at, I got their friend, son, just got out of jail, and he's got some time over his head. I'm not interested in all the intricacies of that. I'm just interested in, you know, on drugs and trying to maybe get his life turned around. And they asked if I could pray, have him come in and pray with them. And I was like, yeah, that would be great. But see, it's because of just spending time there and praying for people and them getting healed. And you know, people know who we are when we become unstoppable. They know who we are. They know we're different. And they know when they have a need from God that they can call us. Did I ever say about the lady with the one bone that didn't break on here?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, but it's interesting that even people who don't know Jesus will come to us because they know that something happens. But anyway, so I got to share with them. I got to lead them to the Lord. Got to break off some demonic strongholds. And just exciting to be able to get. It's all about that lifestyle of becoming unstoppable, that people recognize and say there's something different.
Absolutely. Amen. I understand that. Hallelujah. And you know, sometimes people will say, well, you know, some people don't even want prayer anymore, and some people don't want you to talk about Jesus and stuff like that. And I'm like, I know that there are people around like that, but I see them very few and far between. You know, the ones that the Lord sends me to are ready for him.
Mm-hmm. And when we carry the substance of God, you know, when it's when the Holy Spirit is overflowing and we've got rivers of the living water flowing out of us, there's something different. And even people, it's interesting, because so often people who really aren't Jesus folk are into Jesus when I come around. Because I'm like, what do you mean you're not saved? You know, why be so foolish? Because it's not a well, we because we have something with substance. We see people get healed and people delivered and their lives change, and we know that every time we reach out, God can touch and grab a hold of somebody. Doesn't happen every single time, but like this guy today, God can touch him, grab a hold of him, and cause him to be the next great evangelist. And
amen.
God's just got a possibility, you know?
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Now, as I was looking through the book, I want to do a little bit of the book. You know, I want to jump in there, because I saw so many good things, you know, in the book. And one of the first things you talk about is, let me get the exact title of this chapter. I'm looking at the first chapter here. And you talk about being transformed from the things of the world, or from the world mentality. There it is, the kingdom-world mentality. There's a kingdom mentality, and there's a world mentality. And what I like was, you know, what you said was that the transfer does not happen by accident.
It takes
our desire and Holy Spirit's power for this to be accomplished. You just don't stumble upon that. This has got to be intentional. Amen. So I like that. You know, it's got to be intentional. Go ahead.
Well, sometimes we think, and sometimes rightly so, but sometimes we think that we say a prayer and that's all we do. But Jesus said to go make disciples, not converts. Disciples, don't get somebody to say a prayer, their life. And so it's like you said, it's not something we fall into. You know, we have purpose and plans. The Methodist Church, they started out, and if y'all haven't done history, you got to check these guys out. In the 1840s and 50s, they had these tent meetings, and people were falling like logs and screaming because hell's fire was flaming on them. People whose head would whip back and forth so much that you couldn't see them. Their face, it was moving so quick. It was just a blur. And they were having all these supernatural signs and wonders, and not like the Methodist Church today, but they had a method which we can get religious with. But if we go God's transforming method, then we become another person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we become unstoppable too. Because
Reverend Kim, I love your strategic words.
Thank you.
Because what if really God lived in us?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
If God lived in us?
Yes.
Like what? What are you saying? Christ in you.
Yes.
The hope of glory.
Yes.
Amen. And the realization of Christ in us, I mean, when I realized Christ was really in me, now that's becoming unstoppable. Having the awareness of Christ really in you, living and moving and having his being on the inside of us. I mean, that'll make your head stand up a little higher. It will humble you on the inside.
Well, now you're
unstoppable on the outside. Go ahead.
You're almost unstoppable, because doesn't it say we can do something through Christ who strengthens us?
No, sir. Is this a test?
All things?
A-L-L.
Yes.
Sometimes we don't get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when we're unstoppable, when we have that mentality, the kingdom mentality, and, you know, as I was looking at that, too, I was sitting and reading today and making notes, because it was just blessing me, you know, as I went through it. But I was thinking, as I look around more and more, I see a distance between the world's kingdom of God. I mean, it's becoming so distinct now. And what did Jesus say? Those who have eyes to see will see, and ears to hear will hear. And surely during the pandemic, you know, we've been kind of closed in more and, you know, in the presence of God more, reading the word more. And now I'm kind of getting a glimpse out of what's going on in the world now. And it's like, it's a great big difference between the kingdom of God and the world's kingdom. It's like night and day, literally.
Well, and
go ahead.
And it's growing more and more because we didn't used to have to be so intentional maybe 30 years ago because you still heard stuff that was Christian. There was still that Christian life that is in there. St. Louis is in the Bible Belt, which is where I'm from, and we're actually in the Bible Belt here. But everything has turned so in society so against the things in the mindsets of the kingdom. The mindsets of God. My Bible says this. It says that a way that seems right to a man in the end leads to death. And following the ways that seem, quote unquote, seem right, but when we by the world's system, but God has got His kingdom system, which is so contrary to the world that. If we're not in the Word now, if we're not fellowshipping, if we're not reading, if we're not praying, we get to the mindset of the world. One of these parts here, it's talking about in Galatians. We come to Jesus and we have the supernatural experience and. He supernaturally shifts everything, but yet we end up just like the Galatians. Paul said, "You foolish Galatians, what's bewitched you? Why are you trying to finish in the flesh what you started in the spirit?" And because that worldly mindset, even back in the first century, was there, where we do, because we're saved, we do works, but it doesn't matter how good our works are, God is just wanting to say, well done, good and faithful servant. Not, oh, look at what you did. You know, look at how much you did. No, well done, good and faithful servant. You did what I said to do. Nothing more, nothing less. Well done.
Yeah. Yeah, the servant is in there. The servant part. Yes. And this is what you just said little bit earlier than that was really like the notes that I wrote down because it just really stood out. You know, and the world's way, it kind of sounds right if you didn't know the Word of God.
Amen.
If you didn't know, if you didn't have a testimony, if one did not have a testimony or one had not witnessed, you know, the move of God, the Spirit of God, the love of God, then one would listen to what's going on in the world and say, oh, that sounds right to me. But it's just, it's not. It's not. And, you know, I mean, totally contrary to the Word of God. And one of the new sayings is love is love. But what it really is, the words behind that is lust is love. But they're saying, well, love is love. Like you can't really put anything on that. You can't, you know, well, real love, agape love is really love. But, you know, when the world took it, then they took it someplace else.
Yeah, and even this is what it says in Proverbs. It says if a parent doesn't discipline their child, they hate their child.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what we're taught today. you know, we want to do everything for the kid. We want to, and God is saying, no, because we as a human will always tend to destruction. And, you know, love isn't just an accepting thing. Love is like, hey, you're out in the street. I don't want you to die. Come back.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many things in the Bible that we've got on our app. We've got a through the Bible in a year where you can get on and it goes through the year. And if you want it, it'll actually read it to you if you want it. Which is kind of neat. We still need to have our individual studies, but it's like 15 minutes every day will get you through the whole scripture. And maybe the fifth year through, you'll start remembering, oh, yeah, I remembered that. But we need to pour that in.
Tell us, while you're here, tell us your app.
Oh, it's New Harvest. You can get it at the App Store. You can get it at the App Store free. And it's New Harvest Ministries International. And it's a black button with NHMI, and the I is green, and it's got a couple of pieces of weed over the top of it, and one of the weeds is green. And when we first put it in, we were the only ones that had it, but I think there's a couple other people that are doing it now, so with the same name. If you get on the app, NHMI, but if you go into the App Store, hit New Harvest Ministries International, and that should pop up. And do hit the yes for notifications. We won't pester you, we won't bug you, but sometimes when we send out, like Kim did a Sunday, a couple of Sundays ago, and we sent out a special thing saying, hey, Kim's preaching, because, you know, maybe people get tired of me. Yes.
Do they have to say Myrtle Beach on there?
Nope.
Just a second.
And so then all of our information is connected with that too. Our website is connected to it.
I see it. But okay. And it has the three pieces of wheat over it.
Uh-huh.
And the top one is green, like that.
Yes. And Kim put the green flavor in it. She said we got to have some green.
It was black and white before I added the green. Woohoo!
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen. That's good. Well, we'll have to talk about that. Some of us want to get an app. We have things that can go in an app, so you have to let us know about that.
Yeah, it's. I think it's with Church App. And if you look up Church App, it's if you're fairly savvy, it's pretty. Pretty easy to do. It just I don't know, it for them to do it, it's quite a few dollars a month, but it's for us it's worth it because we have a platform that if and when we get kicked off of Facebook and other things because we're talking about Jesus, we have our own format that we can still preach the gospel and, you know, not be censored.
Yes. Gotcha. All right. Okay. Thank you. That's good information. Somebody might have needed that information. Okay, and it says, would you like, would like to send me, NHMI would like to send you notifications. So I'll allow you to, I'll allow many people to send me notifications, but you, yes.
Yay. And we don't abuse that, at least not right now. We're not abusing it. But, you know, if there's something special coming up, we'll throw it on. If we're doing new series, we might put it on. But we've got too much other things to do than to hassle people with notifications.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Nice. Hey, Get 'em Radio needs an app, okay? We have plenty of content.
That's right. You can do vlogs there. We've got our videos and our worship and everything else, and we actually pay for the ability to stream the worship. So we don't do any copyright infringements and stuff like that. So, but yeah, we do the whole meeting until we start. We'll hear locally, and at that point, you know, we sign off and minister here locally.
Beautiful. But
yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. I know, you know, Pastor Price has a reading through the Bible in a year. It's not on the app. It's a YouTube. So this is yet another through the Bible. Thank you. Amen. Okay, back to the book. Have a little bit more time here for the book. And...
well,
okay.
Let me throw this out for the people. It's designed. You can get it at Amazon, either Kindle, or they'll send you paperback. You hit Rev Bill Osborne, OSBORN. It'll come up, and but it's designed, and I just picked it up, and I'm like, wow, this is really good. I like this. And so
if you
anyway, I was like, we need to promote this. This is pretty good.
Yeah,
and,
it is.
But it's designed. It's got pondering points to get you thinking about what the chapter was, and a prayer of impartation. But this could even be I don't know how many chapters. I think it's 7 chapters. But it could it could be like a home Bible study or something like that, or a small group at church. You know, go through it. And make some of these chapters are kind of long, so you might want to break it down. But you could do it like in 7 weeks, just to kind of get your really easy reading. But there, you can dig into it too, because there's a lot of scripture reference.
Absolutely.
A lot of scriptures.
Mhm. Yeah. Oh, and I'm still in the first chapter here. And you were talking about this allegory of the lead ox and the young ox.
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Yes. Yes. I skimmed through it today, and I missed that. But, yes, that is, it's just so much like the kingdom of God, because you've got how they would train up a young ox is they would yoke it with an ox that was well seasoned. So the ox would know when to slow down, when to speed up, when to do this and do that. And that, and actually that the ox, the younger ox didn't do as much pulling as the older ox did. And so as for training, and coming along and like we were saying, we need to do this stuff on purpose. We need to kind of see this path to the next generation. It's a mandate to be intentional about passing on and walking with people as they're, come on and just live life with me and see how God moves. If we're in the ministry, even if we're in the kitchen, if we're a father and son working on a car, well, I guess they don't do that much anymore because cars are so complicated. But, when we start to walk with each other like that, we can train, and then the ox is trained up and is able to do what it's called to do.
Right. Yeah. And because the seasoned ox or the lead ox is there, it makes it easier for the young, their yoke is easy. The young person, their yoke is easy and their burden is light. And you were looking at that as like our relationship with the Lord, because as we follow him, our yoke is easy and our burden is light. And that's a big deal for me. that's the words that the Lord has given to me, light and easy. We're not going to have any hard and heavy here. It's going to be light and easy. Let's walk this out. So a lot of times, I just hear that going on in my head. But as time moves on, I wanted to read the table of contents, the chapters, in case anyone is thinking about getting this book. I think it's a really, really good read. You'll find some confirmations of what God has been doing in your life and saying to you, because if you're here on Get 'Em Radio, you are, if you're not already, you are becoming unstoppable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he's trying in a great way. So the first chapter is the kingdom. I guess really the kingdom, I'll say, versus the world mentality. And then chapter two is talking about the third or the fourth soil. And I like the way that he said both soils are mature. They're mature, once again, seasoned soil. I believe it's the third that's not producing fruit, but the fourth soil is producing fruit. And then he talks about why. Why is it that way? That some soil could be, and that's like our hearts, the hearts of Christians, that some can be seasoned and still not bearing fruit. And some are seasoned and are bearing fruit. Amen. Benny, the third chapter, go ahead.
Well, with the third and the fourth, the soils, the plants in the third soil are full grown. They look like the other wheat that's in the fourth soil, for they're bearing no fruit. And God showed me that sometimes we live in between that third and that fourth soil. And we go, how come we're not bearing any fruit? And God's wanting us to be fruitful 30, 60, 100 fold. And that's what God's got for every one of us. And sometimes we fall back into the third soil, and we look good, we act good. People look at us and go, oh, look at that awesome Christian, but there's no fruit in our life. I want fruit.
Amen. Well, there's a story that I heard Juanita Bynum say. She was on a plane. She was in first class, and she makes sure she sits in the same spot in first class, I think on the aisle. And so she had her perfect seat, and she was sitting there, and a husband and wife came on. She kind of saw him. She closed her eyes like she didn't see him. And they had to sit in different seats. They couldn't sit next to each other, you know, because of the seating. And so she really just kind of closed her eyes like, I'm in my seat, you know, y'all, whatever. And the Lord said to her, name that fruit. It's like, what fruit are you operating in right now? You know they want to sit next to each other. What fruit is this? So she got up and gave them the seat. And so, you know, sometimes we have to be fruit inspectors in our own lives and
Amen.
See, you know, what fruit, you know, what is the fruit that's coming from us? Amen. So I thought about that as I was reading through today. And then the third chapter is signs and wonders testify and they come. Hallelujah. I like that one. Even in that one, there was something in there that just blessed me so much. When you started talking about the witness. And it was other things, though. But that just stood out to me because of the scripture that says, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And that just even that first part of the scripture, just like, you know, I was like, for years, like, huh? How can you put testimony in there with the blood of the Lamb? That is so powerful, oh, you know. And how can testimony be in there? And I just love how you gave the definition of witness, and that's a testimony. And it's really basically like a legal kind of term, a judicial kind of term, our testimony. You know, and that's powerful in the courts of heaven. When the enemy tries to come and he's the accuser of the brethren, we got a testimony. Hallelujah. That he can't mess with a testimony. So I was just getting blessed just reading that, like, yeah, that's right. So, you know, our testimony is it attests to a fact or an event. It's one that gives evidence specifically. And one has to be present, you know, to see, to be a part of this testimony. It's a personal knowledge of something. And something serving as evidence or proof. So when we say we have a testimony or that we're a witness, we have, you know, and I'll just say it simply like this, that God is really real. And he's been with us. Hallelujah. And that's what makes it be able to be right there with the blood of the Lamb, because it's all about him being there and us really knowing it. Amen. So, I had a good time in here. Okay. The fourth chapter is fruit tasty produce. The strawberry that doesn't taste good, okay? All fruit is not tasty. And fifth is beings rooted or routed to bear fruit. You could jump in anytime.
You just found a spell check error.
As all rooted is to be rooted.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is why I don't like to read, because then I go, oh no, not another thing. But
on the chapter, it's spell right in the table of contents is the U in there.
Oh my goodness gracious! See how I am. I had.
Sorry.
I had. I paid. Well, no, I paid two people to go through it, and make sure everything was okay, and then a friend of mine said, "Would you like me to edit it for you?" And I was like, "Well, sure. You know, I want to make sure that everything's okay." And she came up like 10 different things on almost every page needed to be changed. I was like, I just paid these people, you know. Anyway, but yeah, the longevity being rooted in a ministry, the longevity of that, we're able to bear fruit. We have freedom to move and stuff like that. But what as a pastor, your congregation often will. And they say it turns like every 4 or 5 years, you're basically getting a whole new congregation. And a fruit tree, you plant it, it's not going to start bearing fruit for the first couple of years. And if you keep on uprooting, and we see people running from one ministry to another, to another, to another, that not being able to be rooted and not being able to flourish like God has them. And it's so important. When we find the ministry, like when we started talking, it's like we've probably been in same meetings and stuff like that, and the same
right.
kind of, you know, where there's that connection. I don't know if I've put it in here in there or not, but one of the things that I know, and I'm sure it is in here, but one of the things that when I look for when I moved from one church to another, first thing I said is, what's your doctrinal statements? Because mm-hmm. I'd hate to spend 3 years with somebody and then go, what do you mean? You know, Jesus isn't part of the Godhead, you know. Hold on a second. You know, what do you mean? I mean, there's some major stuff that we can just get out of the way. I'll tell you this, because we were given the Left Foot of Fellowship recently. Well, a couple of years ago, we love this church. They had awesome stuff. They had great discipling. They had all kinds of stuff, and it was exciting. And we were just there fellowshipping with people, not trying to steal anybody or anything like that, but just it was a good place. The worship was good and everything else. And then I got called on the carpet.
Mm.
We had a friend who got a little excited, and somebody got upset about that. My wife prayed over somebody and put her hand on her shoulder, and all of a sudden we found out that Holy Spirit has healing, you know, we had the power of healing through the blood, the atoning sacrifice of what Jesus did, but we've also got gifts of healing that can be in our person. And so they were like, nobody can heal.
Mm.
And then they got on me because in Ephesians, the fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, they only believed that there was pastors, teachers, and evangelists.
Okay.
And we weren't going to connect or become members of that church because we're doing our own thing, but it's always nice to get fed. And, but we spent a couple of months connecting with them off and on to find out that it was a waste of time because basically I got called to a meeting and said, you're welcome at our church, but I'm sure you can find a church that you're more comfortable with. hate to get into a church and be there a year and a half and find out that there was stuff that we didn't agree with. And so that's a lot of times why people jump from church to church. So find out, are you compatible with the church that, you know, that you're, if you're moving a church, are you compatible there? So that you can plug in. Because what would happen if I'm one of the churches that we used to, I loved going to, it was some kind of Baptist church, but they didn't even believe in drums. They were getting really jiggy because they had an organ and a piano, and then they get real jiggy and do acoustic guitar. I mean, they were like, but I mean, it was really, the guy was teaching some stuff that I would go Sunday night just to hear him teach. And they were seeing people get healed and all kinds of stuff like that, but they didn't believe in the prophetic. And and so I actually had been, they didn't believe in the prophetic, but I would pray prophetically over people, and they'd go, how did you know? Oh, I just felt led of the Lord to pray that way. And they're like, wow, you know, they received that, but thus saith the Lord, they wouldn't. But see, my music is, I like all kinds. I even like, da-da-da-da, Jesus, you know, we do a rap. You know, this is from End Time Warriors. It's probably 30 years old, but I love it. I'm going to stomp on the devil's head, going to heal the sick, going to raise the dead, going to laugh, ha-ha, at the devil's game and cast him out in Jesus' name. Anyway. So I'm connecting with people, and they're connecting with me, and I've got these, I could be at that church and start initiating the music that I listen to, because I pull in and, you know, and bring a church split. And so I actually stopped going there because I didn't want, I wasn't in agreement with everything that they were doing, but they were doing some awesome stuff. And, that was sad, because I had several good friends that were there, but I had to pull away. When we want to like just say in the healing, today, because of my track record, the lady seeing me heal, pray and people get healed, she wanted that kid to come so that he could get healed. But when we jump from church to church, we don't have that track record anymore. You know, we got to start off brand new. And anyway, I just kind of throw that out, because it's one of those things that my goodness gracious, let's not waste time. And I think in here it's this, and I've heard this time and time and time again, and if you're at a church, and I want to speak some freedom over some people, if you're in a church, don't think that God set you there to change things in that church. Every once in a while he might do it, but probably not. And instead of fighting for 5 years to try to get something to change, unless you're a pastor or unless you're in the leadership and God's saying we need to turn this thing, okay, if you have the authority to do it, that's fine. If you're a church member or you're just and find some place that you can agree with so that you can flourish and grow. Shouldn't have to fight at a church. And so anyway, that's my 2 cents, because
three
cents because of inflation.
3 cents. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Amen.
But tells you how to choose the church. You know, and how to choose it. Sometimes we choose it natural by what we see, feel, or think. Are we going to go by natural things to choose the church, or are we going to go by the spiritual? And it kind of gives
right.
you some clues on that.
Yeah. And all, even if it is doctrinally correct, there's still going to be some issues in the body at the church.
Well,
you know, because the church is not perfect. But, you know, and I'm not saying anything in opposition to what you said. I'm just saying, you know, along with that, when you do check the doctrine to see what their doctrine is and everything, and if the Lord says for you to stay there, there's still going to be some things that I won't say you, that one will see at a church. And because I'm telling you, I'm thinking about where the Lord has sent me. One of the last churches that I was at was, doctrinally, you know, we were right on with each other. That went on in the church that, you know, a lot of people at the church had church hurt over certain things. And I had to just keep checking with the Lord. And he was saying to me, I ain't tell you to leave yet. I haven't told you to leave yet. So, you know, I stayed there, you know, all while he was, you know, told me to stay there. And I'm trying to think of how Paul said it. I spent and was spent, you know, there doing what the Lord told me to do. And then in June of 2009, when I was not thinking about going anywhere, he said, now I'm releasing you. You know, I mean, just, you know, told me. And then it wasn't until 3 or 4 months later that, and that's a whole nother story, but, you know, that he did release me. But while I was there, you know, I still, even though I saw things that needed much change, and he just said, you know, just, you know, do what I'm telling you to do. You know, you can't look all around, and I'm not talking about in the head leadership and the senior pastor.
Right.
There was, you know, nothing with that, but there was, you know, other people. That's a whole long story. But now I'm still affiliated with the church. I still, you know, talk to them. When I left in peace and in love. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And then it's a funny thing, just while I'm talking, I'll say this, and we're going to get ready to open up the line so you guys can start pressing your number one key as we open up the line for questions, comments, prophecies, prayer requests. Amen. So press your number one key. We're about to open up the line. But I know before I left there, I had these dreams, and the dreams that I would have was that I was watching the church. I was watching like I was there, but I knew I wasn't there. So I was an observer, and I would see things going on, and I would say, wow, but I don't know everybody in there. And then I'd have another dream. Well, wow, I know some. I know even fewer than I knew before, but I know some people there. And now, many years later, now they are on YouTube or Facebook on Sunday, and that's when I say, oh, I know them, but I don't know them, you know? So it was just, it was really something. So, amen. And I just want to say the last two chapters of the book, just their name, and we'll open up the line. When you go talk about full-time ministry, love that, missionary. And then the last chapter is overcoming the fear of persecution, all like Peter. So I want to encourage you all to go on Amazon or even Google the book. Now, there are other Becoming Unstoppable books out there. But when I, because I looked it up myself, and so when you look it up, put Reverend Bill Osborne or Bill Osborne on it, and then you'll get to the right Becoming Unstoppable. Hallelujah. Any last remarks on that before we open up the lines, Reverend Bill or Reverend Kim?
Yeah, if you get it on Amazon, Rev Bill Osborne, it should pop up at the very top. And we do have it at our website. But
oh, good.
By the time we do everything, as far as the finances that come into our pocket, it works out just because it's at our website. It's not giving our ministry any more provision than Amazon. So, and that's real easy. They take care of all that, and you get it within a couple of days if you're on Prime.
Right. Yeah, that's good. And I think also you can get it on
Kindle. Also,
it's Kindle.
Yep, it's like $9 or $10 on Kindle, and it's $9.99 or $95, and it's $12.95 on paperback.
Good. All right. Okay. Let me check my text here. Is the number one key working? Hallelujah. Oh, Pastor Mom. I don't know if she's awake tonight. She had a therapist, a nurse, and someone else come to see her today. So I don't think that she's up at all. Amen. Those who just joined the line, just to let you know, we were just talking with Reverend Kim and Reverend Bill about the book that Reverend Bill wrote called Becoming Unstoppable. And I like the subtitle, God's Kingdom Revealed. Hallelujah. So we just kind of walked through the book kind of lightly. And but had a good time talking through the book. And you can purchase the book from Amazon and probably other places as well. And, you know, if you Google it, you're going to be looking for Becoming Unstoppable, hallelujah, by Reverend Bill Osborne. Also, something we talked about today was their app. So they have an app, and if you go to the App Store, you can look, do a search on New Harvest Ministries International. And what it looks like is it's like a black button that has NHMI for New Harvest Ministries International. And then it has three grains of wheat on it. I think it's grain, right, or stalks of wheat on it. And, it's black and white, but it has some green in it, too. And that was Reverend Kim who put the green in.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Flash of color.
It was a beautiful splash of color. Now, Reverend Kim, before we go on, did you want to say anything about the book? I understand that you were very a big part in revising revision after revision.
Well, I was happy to help him try to correct. Oh. I feel so tell him me not to throw him under the bus.
I said, throw me under the bus. Go ahead. Be for real.
All I heard was you whispering.
I live with the book. I love him. I love the book.
Yes. Yes.
I love it.
Good.
And y'all
good.
Copy.
The book.
Yeah.
He's working on the second book is getting ready to come out shortly. Yay.
Okay.
She helped revise it. Like I sent it to her and she looked through it and then I changed it all and she looked through it again and I changed it all and she looked through it again and she said, stop changing it.
Because I spent hours and hours and hours. But it's okay because he had to stop it for a while, and mm-hmm. then the Lord told him it was time to finish it, and so he got it done, and it was really great.
Wonderful. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, I'm just surprised. I don't see anybody with their number one key pressed. I mean, that's just totally unheard of. Now, in case you guys don't know, they are going to be with us this week and next week. And then they're coming back. They'll be away on the 16th, but we're still going to have a broadcast on the 16th. And the Lord has already told me we're going to do a 316 day. It's going to be fun. So,
I love that.
Yeah, a 316. You know, there's a lot of scriptures in the Bible that's 316 that are very significant scriptures. Well, you know, every scripture is significant. But 316 is pretty cool. So we're
that's
not going to cover them all, but we're going to do some 316 on 316 day. So, okay, let me see if Pastor, were you saying something?
Oh, I just said that's really neat. I'm glad you're doing that.
Yeah, it just stood out to me, 316. So, and then they will be back on the 23rd and the 30th. Amen. And she's had a long day, too. Pastor Catherine, if you hear me, Pastor Catherine. If you hear me and you're available, press your number one key. Amen. Yeah, I hear you, but I don't. Okay. I'll open up your line. So I don't know if the number one key is working properly. If you wanted to say anything, you can go ahead and send me a text, or maybe I'll just open up all the lines a few moments here. Okay, we're going to open the line now for Pastor Catherine. And as I said, probably Pastor Mom is sleeping well. She's worked out a couple of good times today, three times.
Aww.
Pastor Catherine?
Yes, I am so sorry. I'm
okay.
So sorry.
I know you had a long day, too. It's okay.
Yeah.
Is Pastor Mom still asleep?
Yeah, she's still asleep.
Okay. We'll talk to you later. God bless you. We love you so much. Okay?
All right. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the archive.
Okay. Please rest.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
We want to pray. Pastor Catherine, real quick.
Okay.
And Lord, we ask you would strengthen Pastor Catherine. Lord, that even in the time of weariness and a time of struggle, that even this really cool book that we heard about said that we're yoked with you and our yoke is easy. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And we ask right now that you would yoke with her and take that burden off of her heart and off of her mind. We thank you, Lord, for that. We ask that you would strengthen her body And even in Psalms 103, it says that you would you renew our youth like that of the eagle. And we ask that you would renew her youth, re-strengthen her, Lord God. And we ask that you would just break off the onslaught of the enemy. And, Lord, that even as it's like this is everything in the world, Lord, we ask that you would give her fresh new hope, fresh new visions. We thank you, Lord, for that. We ask that you would energize her. And we just thank you for all that she's doing. And thank you for her being a blessing. And we ask that you would just release a special blessing over her as a servant. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
And we lift up Pastor Mom to you, too.
Yeah. Okay, love
that,
you all,
that,
too.
That as
thank you.
As she's been misused and abused by all the people coming in today, Lord, that you would share her. Lord, we just thank you that her therapy, Lord, would increase, and we once again pray that she would be up and about. And that her leg would be 100% healed, and the doctors, it would be like it never was broken. We thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know if you heard Pastor Catherine say thank you, did you?
I heard, no.
Okay.
You're welcome, Pastor
okay.
Catherine.
She did. She said thank you, and I went on and closed her line, let her get some rest. But thank you so much for praying for both of them. And hey, and I received the prayer too. You know, amen, hallelujah,
yeah,
hallelujah.
Can we pray over you real quick?
Absolutely.
Yes, we lift up Apostle to you, Lord. We thank you for the gifts and the callings that you placed upon her. We just thank you for just bringing those alongside her that would that as they fulfill their call and destiny in the Lord, that they would be helping and taking some of the weight off of Apostle. We thank you, Lord, for that. We call the Aaron and the Hers that would hold up her arms, and we thank you, Lord, for that. We ask that you would continue to release your glory and your presence over her ministry, Lord, that the finances would come in and that the people would come in. I just hear it's even like God is bringing a shifting of the guard, new guards, new blood. And we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for your goodness and mercies. We thank you for just having a destiny and a call over Apostle. And we just thank you for your goodness in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
It was interesting as you were praying and you were saying that Aaron and her, you know, holding up my arm. And I was
mm-hmm.
like, well, you know, who is that? And I'm thinking of, you know, people that I know. And he was like, mm-mm, you don't know him yet.
That's right.
Okay. And then that's when a shifting of the guard, new guard, new blood. Okay. Thank you, Lord. I receive in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's have some fun here. I'll say again, and we're not going to belabor this time because we're just not going to do that. So if you would like to have prayer or prophecy, press your number one key. Otherwise, we're going to do a few things, and we're going to get ready to close tonight. Amen. But before I go on any further, we did something that was, we've done this in other broadcasts before, where we have people who are maybe not as prophetic as you, but God used them still in a great way.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it last week, where we just gave the person's phone number, and you began to give a word. And I think I told you after the broadcast was over that I gave you someone's phone number, the first six digits of their phone number, and you began to pray for them. And by the Spirit of the Lord, we know it was the Spirit of the Lord. And as you prayed for them, you said something about them that a new car or another car is going to be provided. And
right.
that was the day that their car broke down. And
wow.
You didn't know that. You only knew the first six digits of their phone number. So I was like, okay, God, this is wonderful. So I've been encouraging people. I was like, you know what? They're going to be on the line with us this month. And most of the people who are here, I see a few numbers that I may not recognize. But most of the people here have gotten a word, maybe even two words. And that's fine. That's fine. But I'm just encouraging people to call others and tell them this is a very special time, and we don't know how long it's going to last. So it's a good thing to take advantage of what God has given us. Amen. Now, I'm going to say a phone number, and I know that this person would like prayer. And so I'm going to say their phone number. And whatever the Lord gives you, then, okay, their number is area code 618-419.
Amen. Well, this is what I'm getting, and I saw a shofar, and what I hear God saying is that he wants to use them as his mouthpiece, that he will be sound. Well, I don't know if it's a he or she, but they will be sounding the alarm and bringing some shifts and changes that the things that have been on cult. What has been on par, what has been the way that things have always been, God says that he's getting ready to bring a shift and a change. I see not only the proclaiming of the warning, but I see God using them actually to go and touch people who are most people don't like the people. That they would be, the people would be rejected from churches, rejected from families. And God says that he's placing a fresh new love and an increase in you to be able to love on the unlovable, love on the despicable. And God says that as you love on them, their nastiness, their bad demeanor is going to melt away. You're going to see their heart of gold. The Lord says, I'm going to show you their heart of gold. And not only are you there just to set them free from the bitterness, the anger, and the things that have happened, but actually to set them back on par with him. And you're going to see people change. It's going to be, this is a scripture I'm getting. You reach down into the fire and pull them out of the fire. and you're going to be a fire puller, and you're pulling them from the fire. Remember, your job is to pull them from the fire. You hand them off to somebody else, and I just see you connecting with people and have people that as you bring them out of the fire, you hand it off to the next person that's going to help them to come to know the Lord in a greater and greater way and fulfill their call and destiny.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Amen. All right. Let's see if anyone else has pressed their number one key. Okay, we here see someone here. We're going to open a line for you in just a moment here. Amen. I wanted to kind of gather. Wow. Well, I would say what you just said, what the Lord had you just say, is very encouraging for this person. And only God can do that, what you just said. And I want to say this about prophecy. I have a longer thing that I would say, but the short thing is whenever you hear a word from anyone, you know, no matter who they are, they have a word from the Lord, we only prophesy in part. So they've only given you a part. This is a good indicator, this part. But the rest of it, and even the understanding of the part that you have to take it to the Lord. Amen. So don't try to figure it out. Don't try to get to Reverend Bill and Reverend Kim to say, well, what did you mean by that? I know some people do. But still, you have to take that word to the Lord. And even if they could explain to you what was just said right now, they will not be with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to be able to walk you through the word that was just given to you. So it's kind of like a postal carrier. You know, a postal carrier will deliver mail to you because it says your name on the mail, and they'll deliver it to you. But in order to open it, when they deliver it to you, then you got to open it. And if you don't open it, you won't even really know what's in it. But once you open it, and you can only open it by the presence of the Lord and by the Lord, you can only really open it. And then after that, he'll take you through it because you opened it with him. Amen. So just don't leave it laying flat. Because even my word that I've received, I take it to the Lord. Amen. And then he'll give us the fullness thereof. Amen. Okay. So area code 917. Anyone else? You still have time to press your number one key. Welcome, area code 917.
Welcome. How you
tell us
go ahead.
Tell us your name.
My name is Ashiel. I want to get a prayer, but I'm like outside, so just a lot of noise. I just don't want to interrupt. So if you can go ahead, I can mute you or something.
Okay. Your name is Ashiel?
Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L.
A-S-H-I-L. Okay, before he says something, Ashiel.
Okay, yes.
Tell us how you found us.
Oh, I was just looking through Blog Talk Radio, and I called, and after I listened to the last message, I was determined to make sure I gave him a message of my own, too, because it made a lot of sense to me. Even though it was a bad message, right, it made a lot of sense to me, so I wanted to get my own now.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Reverend Bill, Reverend Kim.
Yes, Lord, we just lift up Ashia to you right now. We thank you. We pray right now over his family. We speak over his family that there would be restoration, that there would be I just hear the enemy has just brought a schism in your family. Not recently. It's been for a long time, and we speak restoration in the name of Jesus. We call back that family together. I just also see that you have a business mind to you, and I don't know if you're in business right now or not, but I see God giving you not just the business, but businesses. And that we just call in the employees that are going to be able to work for you and not steal from you. God is giving you a discerning. We just release a discerning of spirits on you right now in the name of Jesus. That you will be able to how that's going to work is you'll be able to look at people and you're going to see motives of their heart. You're going to see things, the good things in them, and you're going to see sometimes the bad things in them, but God is going to have their motives sit on their shoulders, and you would go, wow, I feel really comfortable around that person. I really feel uncomfortable around that person. And God is saying, I am giving you that comfortability and that uncomfortability, and trust that. And even when you don't listen to him, you're going to find out that you should have, and that's okay. But because we're all in a learning process, and I do. Do we have? I'm just hearing a scripture real quick. Okay. I don't normally do this, so I'm going to find it because it's important, and I'm hearing. I'm hearing, let's see, I'll turn to it in just a second. Romans 5:5. Okay, here we go, because I was getting Romans 5:5, and I'll do Romans 3, start at Romans 3. It says, more than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character. Character produces hope. And this is the part I got. God saying Romans 5:5. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And what I hear God saying is that through all the stuff that you've gone through, God is increasing your hope, and that hope that God has placed in you, he's going to fulfill that, and he's going to strengthen that. So we thank you, Lord, for just bringing fresh, new increase in my brother, and just that fresh, new hope that even as things are coming, that he's not staying in the situation, but he's going through it in Jesus' name.
And I pray for you, my brother. I break off any spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus, and I bless you with the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ, and the peace that passes all understanding will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. that was just amazing. Really. Yeah. I just want to mention, you know, one of you to talk about businesses. Yes, I have an online business already. And I was thinking of even doing more. So I'm glad to hear that I'm going to get businesses. So I'm really happy about that. And in terms of me also becoming very sensitive when it comes to dealing with people, yeah, that's really happening. You know, sometimes I just talk to somebody and then, you know, later on I don't feel well. You know, say something that, you know, that person is not good for me. You know, something at first I didn't trust, but now I trust all of that. So, and when I don't trust it, that I'll know right away that, you know, I should have trusted it. So if it makes sense, I'm looking forward to what's coming up, you know.
Well, amen. And the good thing is that what I like is that God is confirming what is already on your heart to do.
Yeah. And also family, I had a lot of issues with family too. So I think you mentioned that too. You know, there's a lot of, you know, dark stuff going on in the family. Distance myself from that and, you know, just pray on and, you know, put myself in God's hand. And I'm glad I did that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank Beautiful. You so much.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in.
Call back.
We do different things at different times, so just call back. Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Have you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior yet?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, no, I mean, that's the only one. You know, I don't want to get too deep into my family issues. You know, I find myself in the video. If it wasn't for Jesus, I don't think I would even be alive today. You know, there's a lot of things going on in the family that's dark, a lot of dark energies in that just don't associate with that. So I just took my own way and, you know, living my life as a soldier and just keep going.
Okay.
Well, I do want to share the scripture real quick because sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't. But the jailer said Peter and anyway, it says this. It says that you and your household would be saved, and so we grab a hold of that and grab that promise. And even though it doesn't look like, even though it's not acting like, God is working on our behalf, and speak it as though it is so, and you're going to see every one of your family members, lift them up in prayer, and you're going to see a transformation and a change, because Jesus is stronger than any other God.
Yeah, I agree. Amen to that. Yeah, I agree. Like I said, if she wasn't with Jesus, I wouldn't be alive today. It wasn't easy, but yeah. I'm glad I trusted, you know, I trusted the messages that I was getting and just, you know, even though it didn't make sense to me logically, but, you know, in the spiritual world, sometimes things don't really make sense at the moment, but later on they end up making sense anyway, so.
Amen. Wonderful.
Amen.
And I just hear from darkness to light. Amen.
Amen.
As you pray,
Amen.
You will see the darkness turn into light. Hallelujah.
Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for calling in, Ashil. Have
Thank
a blessed
you.
Night.
You too.
Amen. Bye. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God does all things well. Amen. Always right on time. Hallelujah. So it's like, you know, usually people press their number one key and it's like, okay, what's up? Well, maybe the Lord said, don't press your number one key tonight because I got something for a shield tonight. Hallelujah. I mean, last week, he would have been like somewhere at the bottom of the list about 45 minutes away. But tonight, the Lord just like opened up the Red Sea and parted the Red Sea for a shield. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I love the way he does things. Glory to God. Okay, so, amen. So I'm going to talk a little bit. You know, I want to give anyone an opportunity who may not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And I'm so glad that Ashield knows you, Lord, as his Lord and Savior. And so we're going to pray the prayer of salvation together. Even if you've prayed it before, we pray it together so that ones who have not led anyone to Christ before will be ready to do that. Amen. There was a time where we used to say, just hold on a minute, and you want to be saved, or come to church with me on Sunday. And these days, sometimes Sunday doesn't come for people, and they need to be saved before Sunday comes. And so that means, you know, tag, I'm it, tag, you're it, and any one of us can lead someone to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's very simple because he did all the work. Amen. And as we were talking about earlier, it's light and easy. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't have to beat anybody over the head with the word. It's light and easy when his presence is there, no matter what's been going on. So John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Amen. And so this is about love. You know, he loves us so much. He loves us with an everlasting love. And so Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And what that means is when you confess with your mouth, it's saying a prayer. Confessing with your mouth, say a prayer. And believing in your heart is making a choice to believe, because Jesus came over 2,000 years ago and none of us was here. So we have to make a choice to believe what the Bible says. We have to make a choice to believe that God is, he's going to reveal himself. So we believe first, and then we see. We don't see to believe. I'm from Missouri. We call this the show me state. So that's what the world says. Show me, and then I'll believe. But in Christianity, the Lord is saying, believe, and then I'll show you. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. I ask you to come into my heart, come into my life, forgive me of all my sins. Be my Lord, be my Savior, and be my friend. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are saved. You are born again. And this just gets you to the place where God, you're in agreement with him now. Hallelujah. And he can help you, and he can move in your life. He's such a gentleman. He could do anything in our lives. But he wants permission, and you just gave him permission. You just accepted him, and now he can fully move in every area of your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we want to pray over you right now. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that God will fill you to overflowing with his Holy Spirit and power. Hallelujah. And this power is the power to do right, the power to live right, to walk right, the power to talk right. Hallelujah. The power to read the word of God and to understand it because he's right there with you. And then the power to speak in your heavenly language. That's my prayer language. You have your very own prayer language. And we're praying right now that the rivers of living water will flow through your belly and your very own prayer language will come out of your mouth right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Hallelujah. And then what we want to do is to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. Now, you can go to any Bible-believing church, and you can learn and grow there. And so we're just asking you, if you like to learn and grow with us, we'll receive you. Hallelujah. The Lord has put together the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And Get 'Em stands for God in the Midst, the God in the Midst family of broadcasts. And we meet several times during the week. On Sunday, every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. We have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where our dear Pastor Mom McCoy is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. So every Sunday we meet, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, and you call the same number, 516-418-5699. Now, this Sunday is the first Sunday of March already. Hallelujah. What we do is we have communion. So you bring your communion elements. You bring your cracker, your bread, your juice, or even water. And you bring that, and we're going to have communion together. It's always very special. And the presence of the Lord is just so wonderful and just beautiful. And I'm just hearing, like, delicate. He's so wonderful with us. So we have communion, and then we have tag team preaching where anyone can preach that day just to give God glory and honor. And you bring a scripture, a topic, and preach for 5 minutes. You can also read from a devotional for 5 minutes. You can read scripture for 5 minutes. If you have a song that you would like for us to, you've heard it on YouTube and you want to share it with us, you let me know. And we will cue that scripture up. Let me know by like about Friday. And then we'll get that scripture and we'll cue it up for you. And we'll play it and then you can talk about it. Praise God. Amen. So that's this Sunday coming up, March the 5th. But we're here every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Mondays we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro from, she's out of Ohio, and she digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well during our Bible teaching time. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday is our prayer time, and I was just praying for people's prayer language to be released. On Tuesdays, we pray in our prayer language. We pray in tongues. And we have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues about 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues. And that is an awesome time to hear the interpretation of tongues. And that's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Then on Wednesday, we're doing something special on Wednesday. First Wednesday, excuse me, the second Wednesday of the month, we have, and that's this Wednesday coming up. We have our healing service. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. This Wednesday, which is March the 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, we have our healing service. Hallelujah. We have Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda, and we pray for people to get healed. We've been doing this, I think, about 6 years now, and God has healed so many people over this time, and it's amazing. Well, you know, the Word of God says he sent his word, and they were healed. And so he can send his word even over the phone, and people get healed. So tell your friends and your family about it, Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then next Thursday, for a Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, we're going to have the Osbournes back with us. Amen. So just, you know, be prepared. You know, you want a word. I believe we're going to hear from Reverend Kim next week. She'll let us know for sure. And then after she finishes, then we will go into our time of prayer and prophecy. Glory to God. So that's on next Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. So we'll see you there. Praise God. Amen. Let's go on to let's go back to Reverend Bill and Reverend Kim for closing remarks and closing prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I just want to share one scripture. The Lord woke me up in the middle of the night the other night, and I believe it's Romans 4, 17, 18. I believe that's the right passage. But it talks about the things that are not, call the things that are not as though they were. And so that's something the Lord is encouraging me to continue doing with different situations, and I want to bless the body of Christ with that. If you have areas in your life that need a shift, that you don't see it in the natural, don't go by what your eyes see, but go by what the Spirit of the Lord says. And he's telling us to call the things that are not as though they were in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We're so glad.
Thank
you. Go ahead.
I was just saying I was thanking Reverend Kim for sharing that.
You're welcome. Yay, God.
Yeah, well, we're just excited to be here, and we're excited to know that God guides and God flows and God does what he does. And so we're just excited to be here with you guys and sharing. Do you want to encourage people to go ahead and get this book? This is the first time I've actually suggested it, and it's been out for 5 years. We just have it on our when we've done
Yay!
Conferences, we just had it on the book table, and we've sold some, but we've not really even told people that it, you know, you go out to the book table, we got stuff, and Kim CDs and stuff like that. But we're just excited. One of the Dr. Donna from up in Petersburg, we did some prophetic training and helped them get started doing stuff like that. And she sent me a thing today, which is just kind of interesting because God does things all at the same time. That she said, I've just picked up your book again, and she said on page 14, she goes, I'm having my FaceTime with God. And actually from that, somebody was wanting a book in Pakistan that's connected with her. And so it's just kind of interesting how God just kind of does stuff all at one time and says, okay, it's time. And but we really want to just release the presence of God, because we started and said this stuff is not taught, it's caught. And
yes.
We ask right now that Holy Spirit, that you would go out and touch hearts. I hear God saying, send angels out. So we're sending angels out right now, warring angels. Angels that the enemy has downtrodden and pushed people down, and to where it is you don't have any hope, you don't have any vision anymore. And we just send up angels of encouragement to everybody, and to strengthen, and that men and women would come about them and remind them of the things that God has spoken over them. We ask that you would release your healing power and presence over sickness and disease, that even those that have said the doctors have given you a sell-by date, Lord, that they would not die, but they would see the fullness of life and proclaim your goodness throughout the land. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for your goodness and mercy. And we ask right now that you would stir everyone in the sound of my voice to a fresh new level. Holy Spirit, infiltrate them in a fresh new way. Lord, we ask that you would re-baptize, refill with the fire and the glory of God, everyone in the sound of my voice. And for those who don't have that baptism of the Holy Spirit, just say this with me. God, I ask for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I receive it. You don't have to beg. You don't have to run. But right now, we just loose that right now. Lord, bring that transformation fire and baptism over them now, and set them on fire for you. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for your goodness and mercy. We ask that you would just the whole Get 'Em Radio, Lord, that there would be blessings and increased anointing, increased visibility, increased, Lord, that they're going from one level to the next. We thank you, Lord, for that. And we thank you for your goodness and mercies. We ask that the things that have been spoken and the things that have been, the seeds that have been sown would be sealed, that the enemy would not be able to steal them. And Holy Spirit, we ask that you would water those seeds, that they would bear much fruit. We thank you for your goodness and mercies in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you all once again for being with us, Osborne. I'm just, just so blessed by you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And someone did text me and say that they purchased the book tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So God knows all things. Hallelujah. And, as you guys have already closed, but I just wanted to say that, even Ashiel, hallelujah. We could have had totally different people here tonight, but God loves Ashiel so much that he made sure that you all were still here so that he could get the word that he got tonight. Praise God. He does all things well. Amen. Amen. And if you guys were just here for him tonight, that would have been enough. But he's done great and awesome things through you all. yeah, so, God. Amen. So thank you all so much. And go ahead, Reverend Bill.
Oh, I just said amen. Thank you guys for thank you for having us. This has just been a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And Mary, Minister Mary is texting, and she said, great show tonight. Amen. All right. Okay. Well, God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Mary, for sending that. Hallelujah. And all of you all have just hung on all night. Amen. So we praise God for you. And like I said, God knows. You know, last time we went to almost an hour overtime. And so we're getting off tonight, and he knows all of this. So meet us next week again, and bring somebody with you. Tell someone, you know, who needs an on-time word from the Lord, you know, to call in. Because they're going to be with us again on next Thursday. And, you know, I'm laughing because I'm telling people, tell somebody else about it. And so God did. So, Ashil, if you're still here, I see your line is still there. Thank you. Thank you for following the leading of the Lord. You were a word to us tonight. Amen, that God can send people that we don't even know yet. So God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. And I'm just checking with the Lord to see if there's anything else he wants to say. Otherwise, we're going to say goodnight. Okay, love you all. Have a blessed rest of the night. Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Y'all tell the people that, don't.